Officials in Clay County want to be ready for potential health disasters, like a major deadly flu outbreak or a biological attack. Emergency responders held a large practice drill in Vermilion Thursday, October 20th. The drill is one of several periodically held at specific locations across the state where medications or vaccinations can be distributed to the public during an emergency. SDPB's Levi Gutz found out more about the exercise.
Officials in brightly colored emergency vests are hurrying around, offering assistance to volunteers who are filing in. Officials need to keep everyone moving. The volunteers are filling out health information as quickly as they can, before moving on to the next station. The sign outside in big letters says, "Anthrax. Are you showing any symptoms?" The Clay County Union, a law enforcement and healthcare group, was charged with running a full point of dispensing or pod drill this year. A pod is a designated location for officials to distribute medication to a large population. A pod becomes active in case of a bioterrorism attack or pandemic. Clay County's pod is in the Sanford Coyotes Sports Center on the University of South Dakota campus. Volunteers and emergency responders performed their duties just as if it were the real thing. The public was welcome to come and simulate a large crowd of potentially sick civilians. And there's no telling how many people might come in an actual emergency.
You don't have to be from this county or this pod to come here. You can be from Nebraska, Iowa. You can be from out of state. You can be from a different country. You cannot close your doors to anybody at a pod.
That's Linda Grace Freeman. She's an area nurse and a pod coordinator. She says this pod could medicate over 20,000 people in 48 hours. Freeman says pods started getting organized after 9/11. She says they conduct tests every 2 years, but drills of this scale only happen every 4 years. There are numerous crises pods must be ready to face.
The vaccines would be used for mainly like a flu. So like if it was Ebola, if it was Zika would be another vaccine. Mm-hmm. They just got a vaccine I saw for dengue.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's brand new. So dengue fever. So if we lived in that area and we felt like it was an epidemic and we needed to get it quick, we could pull together a pod and get as many people through here as possible.
Freeman says the event was only open for 2 hours, but it was an all-day effort. She says many people donated time, money, and service to bring the disaster exercise together. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Levi Gutz.